Read up. The American Dream. Recently, various TV audition programs have become very popular in the U.S. These programs reflect the American Dream, which could be described as the right to pursue happiness and prosperity equally for everyone, regardless of their financial situation. In reality, however, the gap between the rich and the poor in America has widened and is often described as 1% versus 99%. Despite this reality, many people continue trying to improve their lives. After the financial crisis in 2008, many workers lost their jobs and could not find an adequate job to support their families. As a result, the working poor increased to half the population in 2010. Since then, the economy had improved, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the unemployment rate increased to 14.7% in April of 2020. This highlights the reality that when the economy worsens, many people struggle. Changes in economic situations also affect the gap in education. In 2002, the Bush administration adopted market thinking for education. With this, if students' grades were not good, the school they attended could not receive financial support from the government, which reduces teachers' salaries. The U.S. still has racial and ethnic inequality. A lot of Black and Latino children are more likely to be suspended without education services than other children. They are liable to have unequal educational outcomes. Some people say that the American dream is dead because of the concentration of wealth. However, despite the wealth gap, many efforts are being made to increase educational opportunities, creating better lives for everyone. This may be a time that the continuance of the American dream has been tested. It is hoped that the American dream is achievable with a good education and a fair opportunity for all.